If you want a powerful church, if you want a powerful group of believers, fall in love with Jesus and love one another with a godly love. And you won't allow in your conversation coming from another bad about your sister, brother, and they are absent. Say, you better hush that up. That's my brother, that's my sister you talking about. But no, we have allowed the devil to get in and think, they trying to get ahead of you. They trying to outdo you and all. No, come on. There's an enemy trying to keep you out of what God has. If he can get you confused, if he can get you distracted, then you won't prosper. You won't succeed. You won't see the things of God as being valuable and precious and powerful. You won't see them being as godly and holy. You'll see them being nothing to seek after because they are void. They are hidden from your natural mind and your flesh that's not redeemed. But if you renew your mind and crucify your flesh and feed that word in your spirit, they become precious to you. It's not hard to get your hands up. It's not hard for a shout of praise to come out. It's not hard to say, hallelujah. It's not hard. But when your flesh is in charge and your mind's not renewed, I ain't going to be looking like no fool. Don't know you already looking like a fool. Sitting there like you sitting there looking just like a fool. And you think in your unrenewed mind, your uncrucified flesh, sitting there looking like a fool and don't even know it, think you're cool. And everybody know they're the fool right there. They ain't got, so foolish, ain't got enough in them to raise a hand. God that gave you breath, if he decide to stop, you dead just like that. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. You have to get over yourself and turn yourself over to Jesus. Get that pride out of your life. And become usable. Yield it to God. Take control, Lord. We about there. Neither do what? Give place to who? You know why? Because he goes about as a what? Roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for vulnerable, unlearned, untrained, uneducated people in the word of God. He's looking for you. He heard you. He know you're born again. But he's looking for those that's void of the word. Don't know what the word says. And thank you all of that. And he just take and make a fool out of you. Use you like a dish rag. And you were so cool and so hot and so this and so that. And after a while, I look and say, who is that? You mean to tell me that? Looking like that and no older than that? I've seen it with my own eyes. That's why I know. Because he'll use you like a dish rag. And laid down in front of everything that'll crawl up on you. And you're going to crawl up on everything that'll lay down in front of you. And think you're going to live that kind of trashy life and be something proper? Come on. Help me out, Holy Ghost. All right, here we go. Said, what did the scripture say? Neither give place to the devil. Why did he say that? Because the devil can't take no place. Listen to these words come out of my mouth. The devil can't take no place. in you or me. He can't make you do nothing. I'm going to say it again. The devil cannot take no place in you and me. I have to give it to him. He's been defeated. I said he's been defeated. That's why he goes around as a roaring lion trying to make you believe he's something he's not. He don't want you to find out he is a little whipped puppy. All you got to do is put the name of Jesus on, give him a good spanking. He'll cry like a baby and run like a scared rabbit. But he wants you to be afraid of his roar like he's something. All you got to do is say, shut that up in the name of Jesus. So why did he, okay, Satan can't take no place in you. You have to give him a place in you. Don't be moved by his roar, because he is not the lion. Jesus is the lion. Who is the lion? Jesus is the lion. And all of our adversary has been defeated by him for us. Jesus defeated Satan and all the cohorts of darkness. It was as though we did it. That's what he didn't want you to find out. See, Jesus whipped him so and defeated Satan so completely and gave the victory to us. And when we talk to him, it's as though I did it to him, and he knows it. So that's why he roars and do all the stuff. He's trying to keep you distracted so you won't take time to go to the word and prayer and find out what you have and who you are. So he just won't keep you distracted, keep you broke, busted, confused, and down to the dumps. And you don't know you're a king kid. You've been raised up and live in royalty. And you sit at the right hand of God with the authority to rule the universe. And people running over your life through the devil and demons and all that stuff, and you sitting there taking it, kicking you around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. You know what? I'm going to do my best to stop right on time, but I had about 3 or 4 hours. And you think I'm lying to you? You just sit there and let me do it. But I know better. Amen. But watch this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, when this revelation came to me and I'm feeding on it, I said, thank you, Jesus. Now listen, this is what he said when he gave it to me. He said, I want you to teach the people. You know what I'm going to do? Anybody that listen will teach you. This is so real. This is so real. If you hear the word of the Lord, you stop blaming people for your problem. And you rise up and take charge of your life and put the devil in his place, because that's your problem. God has prospered every one of his children. Not a single one of us is left out. There's no discrimination in the body. Different ranks and authority, but no discrimination. And every member is fully supplied. Every member. that you're in.